Welcome to the Coach Ignited Show. If you care about helping others and increasing your performance and scaling your income, then this is for you. Together with some inspiring guests that I've got planned, we're going to cover everything you need to cultivate a thriving business. And I've worked with hundreds of personal trainers, health coaches, and business owners to really help them with developing strategies, cultivating confidence, developing high performance, and crushing any limiting beliefs that stand in their way of really getting the results they want. And this show is very much an extension of what I teach and what I know actually works. If you want to do, be, or have more, then you're in good company here. And for more content like this, feel free to connect with me on Instagram or on Facebook. All the links can be found in the show notes. Now let's get into this week's episode. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't really feel like recording this show today. Didn't have a great night's sleep last night. Didn't wake up feeling like 100%. And I just couldn't really find the motivation to do this, to plug in my mic and get the app set up and think about a topic that I wanted to speak about and really just put some content together. And maybe you felt like this yourself. Maybe you've woke up and you've been dreading the stuff that you've got to do. And it's just one of those off days where you just don't feel 100% and you just don't have that motivation, so to speak. And it got me thinking back to when I did 75 Hard by Andy Frisella. So if you've been following me for a while, then you'll know back in January 2020, on January the 6th, I begun 75 Hard and finished it on the 23rd, I think, of March, just as we were going into a UK lockdown. And basically, this process was all about cultivating standards and mental toughness and moving away from relying on motivation, because motivation is so fleeting. When you need motivation the most, it is never there. Like today, I needed the motivation to get up and do this podcast, but it just wasn't there. It was fleeting. I couldn't grasp it. I didn't have the motivation. And this is like a common theme with people that get stuck or don't take action, is they're relying on motivation and not on standards. Because when you focus on standards, you don't need motivation. Standards do not require motivation. Standards is a certain level of being, a certain level of behavior that you stick to because it's your standard or your set of standards. And so if you look at your life right now and where you are, that is a reflection of your standards. It is a reflection of like what you've set as standards for yourself. And the same is true for me. And so getting up and doing this podcast today was not about motivation. It was about my standards. My standards to consistently show up, to consistently put out content, to consistently provide value to the people that listen. Those are standards. And I'm also thinking about the person that I want to be in the future. Future pacing the standards of the person that I want to be. And really thinking about how that person would be acting. Would that person wake up and be like, well, I'm not motivated. I'm not going to do the podcast today. It'll be all right. I'll do another one in a couple of weeks. No, that person would not do that. Not the person that I want to be. He'd wake up. He'd pull himself together. He'd get the job done. And then he'd move on to the next thing and not waste any time. And that's not motivation, that's standards. Standards are the key to action. Motivation is very fleeting and it's a dangerous feeling to rely on if you want to be highly productive and effective in your life and business. And so I'm on this podcast today, not motivated, didn't want to be here. Yet I'm here, I'm doing it, I'm recording it, I'm producing a piece of content. And you know what the cool thing is? Once this is done and it's recorded and I've sent it over to my assistant to edit it up and publish it, I'll actually feel like I've accomplished something, which will then provide momentum into the next task of the day. And it will make me feel good. And it will be the same for you. When you start accomplishing things that you didn't have the motivation to do, it instills that self-esteem and inner confidence that you really need to be successful in what you do. And it gives you that momentum that then leads into the next thing and the next thing. And before you know it, you're flying through tasks, you're crossing off your list, and you're ending the day on a high, feeling like you really accomplished a lot of things because you didn't rely on motivation, you relied on your standards, you got to work, you got the job done, and you actually made a mark on the day. So I'm going to leave you with that one. I hope this really changes your mindset around motivation and standards, because if you want to be highly productive, forget motivation. Start focusing on standards. All right, if you enjoyed this episode, let me know. Make sure you give it a subscribe so you don't miss the next one. Speak soon.